Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another great episode of Cindy Tells Everything. Today's a nice morning. Time to get the kids out the door and husband or wife or lover out the door. We just had to work. I would love to say thank you for choosing my podcast. Take it away, Dolly.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about parenting. And for the full-time workers to be a full-time parent, it seems like a breeze to them in that they judge us saying, you know, there's nothing to it. There's no way it can be hard. It's a breeze. You're right. As a mother of two, I'll let you know, it's no walk in the park. Plus, I don't know what half cockeyed genius told a mother or father that parenting was a breeze. They lied. Seriously, they did. First, you gotta clean. And I mean really clean. Every 15 minutes, there's something thrown, something on the floor, a child screaming because they need their diaper changed or need a bottle. It sounds easy? Okay. So listen, here's your example. Imagine a job where everyone dirties every 15 minutes and only you are the one that has to clean it up. You got to drop everything you're doing just to clean it. You can't do anything else. And this is for the whole 16 hours that your child is awake. I mean, we have not even hit the surface of nighttime routine either. So now you're pretty much exhausted. How's that sound? I really want to know how easy that sounds to you. Because as you're trying to clean, you're doing the dishes, washing the clothes, or maybe cooking something to eat. Now our next topic, rest. For the ones that have newborns, or my favorite, little demons from hell, oh, hello, I mean, God's precious toddlers. Rest is something that does not come. But as some realize that as soon as that child naps, then that time means turn off your phone, grab some wine, relax. I don't care if the place looks like a tornado just hit it. You just survived a major disaster. Your child. Just joking. On a positive note, find things for your baby, your toddler, to do. In the bouncer, in the playpen, give them a plastic bowls to play with. Trust me, you'll be surprised. Let them drink, you know, some water, or play around with old pots and pans. You know, let me have some more of this coffee real quick before I continue today.
Yay!
Now, not every parent is created equal. And I don't care if Miss Susie down the street is looking at as parent as the year. I'm sure she is locking herself in a closet drinking wine and asking her kids to go away. I guarantee you that's what's happening. You don't need to be parent of the year to, you know, have everything. You don't have to know it all. There is no instruction manual on how to be a parent. And oh, so I wish there was. That is why there is grandparents and friends. Get advice. Take some. Use what works. Remember, once you get to know your child, things will get easy. I promise. So this is the segment I like to state is the 10 worst things you can do as a parent. Number 10, your child is a child. You're not its maid. Once your child can pick up a toy and throw it, then the pickup toy game comes into play. Very fun. Number 9, repeating does not work. If you find yourself repeating, please stop. Go pick up the child and sit them down. Trust me. They'll get the point eventually. Number 8, bad attention. The worst thing we all do as a parent is give attention to our child for misbehaving. It lets them know they need to be bad and to grab your attention. No, 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 don't do that. Number 7, don't force things. You know the old saying, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? Same applies to kids. If they're not ready to potty or use it, fine. Then when they see everyone else in their undies and the child sees the other kids, they'll start to want to change their mind as well. Number 6, the potty mouth. Sure, kids have a knack for copying words. Cute, right? No. When kids pick up bad words, then watch out. It'll take some time to stop. Number 5, don't eat that. Teaching what is edible is hard. But sure is fun saying, no, don't eat that, or spit that out. Loads of fun. Number 4, the non-sharing. The mine, and no, I don't mean from Finding Nemo. I mean a child not giving any toys to anyone or sharing them. Oh, I remember those days. Never will it get easy. Spoiling. Do not spoil your child, and I mean with toys and gifts. That is only one way to make your innocent baby into all hail Satan himself, which even holy water won't cure. Now, warm hugs, kisses, and affection is not spoiling, but showing sympathy and affection and love is not spoiling whatsoever. I don't care what doctor told you that. Number 2, your child becoming your parent. I see the toddlers telling their parents what to do. I instantly take a double take. You are the parent, not your 2-year-old that can't fend for themselves. It is time to take charge and learn how to be a parent on that part. And last, and my favorite, number 1, you are the parent. You are not your child's friend or the sandbox buddy. You're the parent. End of story. It's okay to listen and show your child the way, but if you know
It's wrong for the love of all that is holy. Don't agree with it to keep your child happy.
Yay!
So in conclusion, parenting is hard. You can't be perfect and you're not alone, but you are the boss. And if your neighbor has an issue, tell them to shove it. At the end of the day, your kids are all you need, and they're yours. Even if they become the little spawns of your self-image, that's nobody's fault but your own in the end. Have a great day, and I'm going to finish my coffee. Good morning, people. Oh, today is a very cold day up in PA. They're calling for snow. What joy. Today's segment's probably going to be a little small. I do apologize. I am running a little program to see who actually listens. So, I would like to know, what's your favorite Christmas songs? Because next week we're going to be running a favorite Christmas song segment that lets people know what Christmas songs they'd like to listen to. I'd love to hear your feedback. Good morning, people. Oh, today is a very cold day up in PA. They're calling for snow. What joy. Today's segment's probably going to be a little small. I do apologize. I am running a little program to see who actually listens. So, I would like to know, what's your favorite Christmas songs? Because next week we're going to be running a favorite Christmas song segment that lets people know what Christmas songs they'd like to listen to. I'd love to hear your feedback.